"That's what I've been thinking," he said. "That's what I've been thinking. After Weybridge, I went south. Thinking. I saw what was up. Most of the people were hard at it, squealing and exciting themselves. But I'm not so fond of squealing. I've been in sight of death once or twice. I'm not an ornamental soldier. And at the best and worst, death, it's just death. And it's the man that keeps on thinking comes through. I saw everyone tracking away south," says I. "Food won't last this way." And I turned right back. I went for the Martians like a sparrow goes for man. All round. He waves a hand to the horizon. They're starving in heaps, bolting, treading on each other. He saw my face and halted awkwardly. "No doubt lots who had money have gone away to France," he said. He seemed to hesitate whether to apologize, met my eyes, and went on. "There's food all about here. Canned things in shops, wine, spirits, mineral waters. And the water mains and drains are empty. Well, I was telling you what I was thinking. Here's intelligent things," I said, "and it seems they want us for food. First they'll smash us up. Ships, machines, guns, cities, all the order and organization, all that will go. If we were the size of ants, we might pull through, but we're not. It's all too bulky to stop. That's the first certainty, eh?"
I assented.
"It is. I've thought it out. Very well, then. Next. At present, we're caught as we're wanted. A Martian has only to go a few miles to get a crowd on the run. And I saw one day out by Wandsworth, picking houses to pieces and routing among the wreckage. But they won't keep on doing that. So soon as they've settled all our guns and ships and smashed our railways and done all the things they are doing over there, they will begin catching us systematic, picking the best and storing us in cages and things. That's what they will start doing in a bit. Lord, they haven't begun on us yet. Don't you see that?"
"Not begun," I exclaimed.
"Not begun. All that's happened so far is through our not having the sense to keep quiet, worrying them with guns and such foolery, and losing our heads, and rushing off in crowds to where there wasn't any more safety than where we were. They don't want to bother us yet. They're making their things, making all the things they couldn't bring with them, getting things ready for the rest of their people. Very likely, that's why the cylinders have stopped for a bit, for fear of hitting those who are here. And instead of our rushing about blind on the howl or getting dynamite on the chance of busting them up, we've got to fix ourselves up according to the new state of affairs. That's how I figure it out. It isn't quite according to what a man wants for his species, but it's about what the facts point to. And that's the principle I acted upon. Cities, nations, civilization, progress, it's all over. That game's up. We're beat.